releases House of Noise.
House of Noise.
House of Noise.
Are you ready to Are you ready to believe?
Boys and girls, are you guys ready? This is House of Noise coming back at you, bringing you a whole bunch of fucking heavy metal. And that's a good thing, yeah. Good stuff. Freewheeling Electric Boys opening up the show tonight. And lots of music. As always, we are back. 3 weeks we were away. And finally, we are back with God honest, earth-shattering heavy metal. Not this one, it's more like hard rock, really funky, kind of. But nevertheless, there's more to come. Don't go anywhere. I will tell you about what's happening in just a few minutes. All right. Just a blast next song and... After that, off we go. Ooh, what could this be? What is it? What is it? Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Could this be some... Megadeth? Maybe.
Just can't believe it. There's nothing to
Hey, there we go. As always on Thursday night, well, almost as always, not counting last 3 weeks, House of Noise is coming back at you, bringing you a whole bunch of fucking music, all right? So this is good stuff. There we go. Megadeth, Almost Honest, Cryptic Writings, something I was just playing in the car for quite a while, and I thought, you know, well, you should play that song, you know? It's good for you. Good stuff. Welcome, boys and girls, my United Abominations out there, everybody from all over the world gathering to listen to this godforsaken show. Sweden, Czech Republic, Australia, hello, Austria, United States, and lots of them. Mexico, hey, hello, Mexico, Switzerland, Poland, somebody who is, I don't know where he's come from, just unknown. Well, Germany, as always, South Africa, whoa, you know, always blows my mind when somebody listens to us from, like, South Africa, like, all the way down there. Good stuff. Austria, hello, Belgium, hi, Belgium, and everybody else, some more Germany, more United States. I can see you guys. Hello, welcome. Lots of stuff tonight. Some music, some news, as always. Bron the Wicked is holding the line of online defense. And you can get in touch with us. The easiest way to do so is the Facebook page that is House of Noise Radio on Facebook. N-O-I-Z-Z or House of Noise Radio on Facebook, and you can email me houseofnoise@gmail.com. Request some music if you must. I'll do my best to see what I can play, you know. Obviously there's only that much music I got here, but you know, I'll try. So do get in touch, supportmetalradio.co.nz. We still always looking for donations, and if you want to donate some money to us to keep us on the air, please do so, because honestly, guys, anything, everything matters. Even a small donation like $5, whatever, goes a long way. We do have to pay broadcasting bills, etc. So, hey, good on you. And thank you to everyone who actually donated some money to us. Awesome. As I said, music, news, etc., etc. Lots of stuff to talk about. And in the meantime, something I have not played in a long, long time. Out of all of them, this is one of my favorite Venom albums, Temples of Ice. This is song's called Tribes. This is House of Noise.
Oh shit.
Rushing in my head, the blood is fresh with you, I said. Crossing
is Tom Endripper from Germany, from Sodom, and you're at House of Noise.
Good old Sodom here in the House of Noise, and the album that actually introduced me to the band back in 1993 or something, you know, that is from 1990, Better of Dead, and I love this album, it's fucking wonderful, it's good shit, and happy birthday to Tom Angel Ripper, who was born on 19th of February, I cannot pronounce that word, honestly, February, I'm looking for Bron the Wicked, who is wandering around looking after your online well-being. February. She says February. So where are you? Can you come back and say that word, please, for me? I cannot. Every time I'll have to say that word, you'll have to come and say it to me. What's it called?
February.
Can you hear that? February. So 19th of February, 1963, he was born. Tom and Jill Reaper. He's 61 years old. Good on him. He's fucking awesome. I love him. Not like, you know, not in that way, but personally, he's a really cool dude. So there we go. Okay, right on. Sad news, though. Vitaly Kupri of Ring of Fire and Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the keyboard player, amazing keyboard player, passed away on 21st of February. Yeah, there we go. Sad news. What? Feb, yeah. 21st of Feb, unfortunately he passed away. Leaving behind amazing keyboard playing and amazing legacy, so very sad. But we do have, funnily enough, I was just in a car just the other day listening to this album, and I thought, you know, fuck, you know, this guy, you know, this guy is amazing. And I'm gonna play a track. This is Ring of Fire, the first album from Ring of Fire, called The Oracle. And I suppose under the circumstances, ironically named City of the Dead. Great song, though. So, rest in peace, Vitaly. And this is House of Noise, boys and girls. This is House of Noise. We'll be right back.
This is House of Noise.
House of Noise.
House of Noise.
Flaute und krepieren daran, denn schon seit Tagen geht es nicht mehr voran. Die Sonne brennt und wir verlieren den Verstand. Alles stinkt nach Mann. Die Fässer sind längst leer, die Kehle verdorrt. Der letzte Rum war schon am ersten Tag fort. Und selbst die Ratten gehen so langsam vom Bord. Retter sich, wer kann.
Es gibt nur Wasser.
Verpasst und würden alles tun für ein volles Fass, denn unser Segel hängt nur müde am Mast, bringt uns nicht auf Kurs.
Doch kommt kein Land in Sicht, nur Wasser vom Bug, wir brüllen Meuterei, wir haben genug, denn was der Captain sagt, macht uns keinen Mut, wartet auf den Wind.
Es gibt nur Wasser.
And this is a wonderful, wonderful bunch from Germany, Santiano. This is, I love these guys, I love this little folkish kind of side to this hard rock or whatever you want to call it. Good stuff, well done. Speaking of folkish side of rock and metal, those of you, ladies and gentlemen, who live in New Zealand and Australia should enjoy the arrival of Windrose. They are the dwarf metal, they call it, rather than dwarfen metal. But they're not exactly like little people, they regular size people, but they play this music based on Tolkien's Lord of the Rings from the point of view of the dwarf kingdom, you know, the boom, boom, hammers, all that kind of thing, you know. Anyway, so that lot is coming to New Zealand and Australia in May, and oh God help me, they started the promotion of the concerts way early. I mean, it's been going on since, I think, October, God help me. And go check them out. They are wonderful, awesome, really cool band, Windrose. Don't miss the concerts. I'm going to play a track. This is the last Well, the latest one from this band called Warfront, and some awesome material on this album, so do check it out. Meanwhile, this one of the tracks, it's called Army of Stone. I like it. I'm gonna go see them. It's gonna be good fun for everyone. Little poem for you, I suppose. Anyway, Warfront, Windrose, and House of Noise, and metalradio.co.nz. Army of Stone, this is. Yep. There we go. All the way from United Kingdom, Hecate Enthroned. And I highly recommend the early stuff from these guys. It's like the poor man's cradle of filth, really. About a month ago or so, picked up a couple albums from this band. This is one, two, three, four, five, six track EP plus a couple bonuses on it, called Upon Promethean Shores, and it's wonderful, really, really cool stuff. The Crimson Thorns, My Mortal Dreams is the name of this particular track. So do check them out. If you like Cradle of Filth and Dimmu Borgir, I suppose, do check out Hecate Enthroned. Some brilliant material on this one. And I was talking about the Windrose hitting New Zealand and Australia just early in the show. So they'll be playing in May. Tickets available now. They went on sale like long time ago now, so there we go. And speaking of live stuff, Slayer, I think you heard the news. Yeah, Slayer sort of kind of reunited for a couple of festival appearances in September this year. They're playing in Chicago Riot Fest 22nd of September and 27th of September. They're playing in Kentucky, Louder Than Life. So far, it's only United States, but hopefully Slayer will go on and play some more gigs. Kerry King released his solo album, Kerry King Band, I guess. Besides that, Show No Mercy, the first album from Slayer, seen the anniversary release. It came out just a couple of days ago. It's a wonderful looking LP. It's all like black and gold and all that kind of thing. So good shit. Check it out if you are into your vinyl. So Tom Araya, Kerry King, Gary Holt, and Paul Bostaph are back together playing some concerts as Slayer. And to be honest with you, did not come as a surprise to me. It was bound to happen. Slayer was bound to reunite. I was going to play some, it was quite an enterprise with Live Slayer. I was going to play some stuff from bonus track on a bonus album on Repentless, the CD on Repentless, until it turned out to be a DVD, so can't play it. Then I thought of playing something live from Decade of Aggression from Slayer, but then I thought, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to play something from Good Old Live Undead, since it's 1985, something like that, I don't know. But I got a CD right here, and, scary looking. You know, back in the club days, Slayer, Black Magic, this is... Ladies and gentlemen, this is House of Noise. Check this shit out. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Lombardo from Slayer, giving you a call from Southern California. You're listening to House of Noise.
Dave Lee Roth, of course, this is on House of Noise, and we are playing unconventional music here, metalradio.co.nz, and welcome everyone. More people joining us. Sweden, Belgium, Poland, Switzerland, more Belgium. Belgium, we're popular in Belgium. Good shit. France, Austria, New Zealand, hello. Welcome, everyone. Music continues to play, so this is good stuff. There's something I dug up, been sitting on my shelf for a while. You know, honestly, I don't even know where I got this from back in the day, but I like the band. It is a band from France. Hello, France. The band is called Dagoba, and very interesting sort of take on this melodic sort of death metal, groove metal, I don't know what you call it, but hey, listen and find out for yourselves, alright? Face the Colossus is the album, and what do we got here? Back from Life is the name of the track. I quite enjoy this album, so see what you guys think. And if you like it, do let me know, please. Once again, House of Noise Radio on Facebook. Look it up. We post some funny pictures. Bron the Wicked, as always, looking after our and yours online well-being. So, yeah. There we go. And if you want to request some music, House of Noise @gmail.com. It's NOIZZ, alright? houseofnoise@gmail.com. Do get in touch. Meanwhile, yeah, Dagoba Face the Colossus is the album, and Back from Life, this is House of Noise.
Another everybody. This is Liv Christine from Liv's Eyes. You are listening to House of Noise.
Back in the day, record companies used to send out promotional copies of albums, you know, and those were like the cardboard kind of just cardboard sleeve with the picture in front and track listing on the back, you know, and just relevant information. They don't do it anymore for radio stations. They send out MP3s, so which sucks. If you ask me, I really, really enjoyed those good old actual physical CDs. And I still do enjoy real physical CDs. I still buy shitloads of them. And that's how I appreciate music, okay? And people support the artist, buy the album, all right? Vinyl, CD, whatever you want, buy physical copy. That's how people continue to make music. And this is one of those promotional CDs. Actually, one of these days I'm going to go out and actually buy the real thing with booklet and whatnot. And I'm going to fucking enjoy it, I tell you that much. Liv Zeiss and Liv Christine, who is a good friend of our show and been a good friend of our show for quite some time. We haven't heard from her for a while, maybe... it's time to get in touch again and see what she's up to these days, you know. But nevertheless, Liv's Eyes, Vinland Saga, this was, and Newfound Land with Alexander Krull from Atrocity doing the big that stuff on the back there. Good shit. Right on. This is us for the evening. One last track to play. And you know what? I'm going to make myself comfortable here. I wanted to play this song for quite some time, all right? This is one of my favorite songs from this band. The problem is that it's actually quite long. It's 8 minutes, 43 seconds, and 65 milliseconds, or whatever it is. That's what it reads on my CD player here. I'm talking about Gamma Ray and Power Plant. The album from, what is it, 1999? Yep, that's what it is. The last track on the original version is called Armageddon. And I'm gonna play it. You know what? I'm gonna fucking play it. Because I love it. It's a great song. And there we go. Just before I go, once again to remind you about House of Noise Radio on Facebook. Check it out. I will be back next Thursday at 7 o'clock New Zealand time. Don't miss it. Set your alarms and whatnot. And right now, how about them fucking apples?
Now are you sinners? This is the prophecy, a revelation of your own destiny.
And there we go. This is the end of House of Noise for this week. Until next time, everybody, stay heavy, stay true. See you soon. Bye.
I believe there's no tomorrow.
This is House of Noise.
House of Noise.
House of Noise.
This is the prophecy, the revelations of your own destiny. Sleep well and dream on the dream that you have sown. And now, my brothers, this world is slowly getting